Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Dalcanton. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bruce Dalcanton. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Braun. Batting second. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Holt. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rich Reese. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shaw moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shaw scores. Otis moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. Piniella moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball four. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Dalcanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalcanton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Scholl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Patek steals second. Paul Scholl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scholl is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Scholl hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patek scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nettles. Otis reaches second base with a double. Scholl goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Braun scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenas moves to second. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dal Canton fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardenas moves to third. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scholl fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal Hadel now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hal Hadel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadel hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Braun scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Bruce Dalcanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalcanton is 0 for 1 in the game. Dalcanton takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Dalcanton moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dalcanton scores. Schall moves to third. Otis moves to second. It's 5-0, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dalcanton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenas strikes out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a line drive into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nettles throws the ball into Braun, who tags Oliver trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrison hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Hadel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadel is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Dalcanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalcanton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dalcanton strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Scholl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadel fires to first and picks off Patek. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Braun hits a line drive towards first. Harrison reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's 5-1, Royals. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 2 in the game. Holt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scholl fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Scholl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scholl is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Scholl hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a line drive into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick now playing center field. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brant Alia pinch hits for Hal Hadel. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Braun hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliver. Braun reaches second base with a double. Nettles scores. Reese moves to third. It's 5-2, Royals. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reese scores. Braun scores. It's 5-4, Royals. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 4. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Hall now pitching. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver strikes out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrison strikes out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Keough now playing right field. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-3 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 4. The Royals will come to bat. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy strikes out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Patek moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Hall covering, for the out. Patek moves to third. Shaw moves to second. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 5, Twins, 5. Danny Thompson pinch hits for Tom Hall. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Braun moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 5. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Lueber now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lueber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a line drive towards first. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Chuck Harrison. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball four. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Bobby Knoop pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Gale Hopkins now playing first base. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-4 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.